The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Every time I mention wolves on this program, I end up hearing from folks out west. And I'm confident that will be the case this month, since there is a big campaign underway in Idaho to eradicate what are being called ruthless killing machines that kill just for fun and are extremely dangerous to humans and pets. Of course, according to wolf experts, all of these statements are categorically false. Currently, 705 wolves live in Idaho, a population that is 10 to 100 times smaller than what lived in those parts 200 years ago. Despite widespread misconceptions, wolves are not dangerous to humans. Like most wildlife, the creatures are afraid of people, and human-wolf encounters are rarer than encounters with most other wild species. The politicians' claims that wolves kill for fun does not withstand scientific scrutiny. In a 2001 study of Idaho wolves, biologists found that 80% of carcasses were more than three-fourths eaten, and all kills were fed upon. When in rare cases wolves do make what are called surplus kills, killing more prey than they immediately consume, they return later and finish the leftovers.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.